talking about different kinds of land.
Yes.
What different kinds of soil are there?
I don't know any, but the sand, the soil, and they are called the gumbo soil. That's kind of the sticky mud like.
Is gumbo good for planting?
Not too good for planting.
Do you ever hear of anything called loam or
loon? Loam or loon? No.
Sometimes soil call that?
No, I haven't.
And you say we expect to get a good crop because that field is very...
Soil is very rich.
Okay. And the flatland next to a river or a stream that gets overflows and this?
We call it the lower. It's a low place. Uh-huh. In the sorrow, in the land.
What would you call land that's used for raising hay?
A meadow.
And land that's got water standing on it most of the time?
I call it a... No.
Say if it's real overgrown and a lot of trees in it.
Because it's a wooded area. A pasture.
Uh-huh. What if it's a wooded area but it's kind of damp?
A swamp.
Okay. Do y'all have swamps in this area?
No.
What would you call something kind of similar to a swamp, only maybe it's salt water? You could go duck hunting or something?
What do you call that?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Do you ever use the word marsh?
Marsh, no.
And if you had some swampy land and you wanted to get the water off it, you say you wanted to...
Drain the water off it.
What would you use to drain it off?
You must get your tractor or something and open a ditch up. Apply a ditch through there.
Would you still call it a ditch if it's, say, as wide as this room? Big enough for a small boat to go through?
We call it a... I call it a large ditch, but you call it, there's another name for it, but I can't think of it.
You just call it a ditch?
Yes.
And if you'd had some heavy rain and the water carried off some land, say off a slope, it washed some of the land away, it would leave a...
Wash some of the kind of... Another, make a small hole or something, a slide.
Would you call that a ditch, or would you have another name?
I'll call it a little small portal left in the field, can't get out in there, you know. Uh-huh. Water that stands in there, called stagnant water, most it stands there.
What would you say if a whole lot of land had washed away and you had something that was long and deep and narrow? You know what I mean?
No, I see that.
Well, like a lot of, kind of like a ditch, only it's caused by rain. It's deep and narrow, and a lot of land's washed away.
I don't know what you call that.
Do you ever call that a ravine or a gully or a hollow?
Yes, I heard you call it gully before.
What do you think of a gully is?
I think a gully is something like you said, a big, it's a narrow, it's wider than a ditch. That's what I call a gully.
What would you call a small rising land?
Rising land?
Yeah, where the land goes up.